The natural logic, though, of that, sir, is that if abortion is murder, who should, I guess, be prosecuted? Should it be the doctors? Should it be the potential mothers?
Well, we can't right now because it's considered legal, right?
Yeah.
So it's legal, so no one can be prosecuted for it because the law says they can't, and that's just the way it is.
But
you know, but I still consider it when an expectant mother willfully has an abortion, they are ending an innocent life.
So should expectant mothers be prosecuted in your view?
They can't be. There's no law against it.
No, I'm not saying, I know they can't be. I certainly agree with you there, but...
Well, then why are you asking me if they should be prosecuted if they can't be?
Well, the reason I'm asking you...
Right? It's like asking me, if someone drives 100 miles an hour and the speed limit is over 100 miles an hour, should they be prosecuted for speeding? And they can't be prosecuted because it's not against the law.
Sure, I understand that. I'm just asking, because I think your views on this are important to understand, so they aren't misconstrued, that if...
Well,
if abortion is murder, in your view, should either the doctor, the expectant mother, or both be prosecuted in your view? Now, I know they can't be prosecuted under law, but since you're equating abortion to murder, do you believe, in your view, that they should be prosecuted, or who should be prosecuted?
The law is the law. If they make abortion illegal, then whomever performs it and participates in the process would be held accountable, and I would support that.